Welcome to the Vine TV. I'm so thankful that you made space to connect with us today, and I can't wait for us to get to know each other better. If I haven't had the opportunity to meet you, my name is Tyler West, and I get to serve as the founder and lead pastor of the Vine Church here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So if it's your first time with us, in the comments, just leave us a little virtual wave. Feel free to leave your name or shoot us an email at hello@thevine.tv so that we can get our contact information in your hand as we walk through this season. If there's any way that we can serve you or specifically pray for you, we want you to know that you aren't walking through this season alone. And just a heads up, we can't wait to be at the downtown YMCA in Spartanburg soon. And I want you to know that there is a space for you there and a seat saved specifically for you, as well as a place to meet after the service called The Garden, where we would love to give you a free gift and make sure that once again, you know, you aren't walking through this season alone. Speaking of not walking through this season alone, here at the Vine Church, we believe that life change happens best in Christian community, and we've created multiple opportunities where we can connect together throughout the week. If you want to see the dates and times for those events, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/DivineTVSC, and you can see where you can meet with us for Facebook Live devotionals and prayer, and also Zoom meetings after. But not just that, guys. Once again, if there's any way that we can walk with you through this season, reach out to us at hello@thevine.tv. We would love, love, love to pray with you and serve you in any way we can. Last but not least, guys, we say it every week here at the Vine Church, our sowers give of their time, their talent, and their treasure. And so once again, I just want to remind you, maybe right now in this season, treasure seems a little crazy, or giving a tithe seems a little rough. We'll talk about that in a second, but maybe you can give of your time and your talent. And I want you to know that there's a place for you at the Vine for that as well. Please reach out to us at hello@thevine.tv. If you have a special skill or gift you would like to serve with, we would love to get you in contact with leaders of our teams that would love, love, love to serve with you. But also, guys, we say it at the Vine Church all the time, it's not about a number, it's not about a percentage. Here at the Vine Church, it's about our heart, because we believe you cannot give God, and we know and we live it out. If you want to see how we've been able to give at the Vine, you can check out our annual reports on our page, or also you can see that we have been blessed to give over $93,000 in 29 short months since we've launched the Vine. And I'm telling you that Jesus is just getting started. So if you want to be a part of what Jesus is doing at the Vine, you can give in the tithe box when we meet back together soon, or you can go to thevine.tv/give and give of your treasure today. I'm not going to talk to you about a percentage. I'm not going to talk to you about a number. Ask what Jesus would have you give and trust that he will bring it to the ends of the earth and serve those most in need. I'm going to pray right quick, and then we're going to dive into some worship, and I can't wait for us to kick off our brand new series called He's Still Got the Whole World in His Hands today. So dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to lift your name high. Thank you that we still live in a time with technology that we can connect with each other and see each other face to face. But more importantly, Jesus, we know that those of us who are in you are connected through the Holy Spirit. So you promise us where two or three are gathered, you are there also. And I know right now across screens, there are more than two or three people gathered. So thank you, Jesus, that we get to connect today. Thank you that you came. Thank you that we just celebrated Easter and that you came and lived a perfect life we couldn't live, died the death we deserve on the cross, but loved us enough not to stay dead and rose again on the third day so that we could have life and have it to the full. And so Jesus, in this season where we seems like we are just seeing all facets of life crumble around us, that we would see that you alone are our life. You alone are our hope. So as we go through today, I pray right now that we would have open eyes, open ears, and open hearts to take the bold steps of faith that you have called us to take, and that we would see you in a fresh new way, and that we would leave this time together better than how we walked in it. We love you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Now let's worship with Vine Worship.
Soften my heart and break me. that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life. Felipe, to trust what you say, that you're good, your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life. Cause I may be weak, but your spirit's strong in me. My flesh may fail, but my God, you never will. Cause I may be weak, but your spirit's strong in me. My flesh may fail, but my God, you never will. Cause I may be weak, but your spirit's strong in me. My flesh may fail, you never will.
I'm so excited to kick off our brand new series today called He's Still Got the Whole World in His Hands, as we talk about He's Still. As I was praying over what to share this week, I was praying over our Sowers Prayer Board as well and our Power Plant Prayer Team prayer request. Thank you to our Power Plant Prayer Team for praying over those daily as well. And He's got the whole world in His hands. Just kept playing and ringing in my mind and heart. And as we go in this season, Jesus just reminded me He still got the whole world in His hands. Because uncertainty is anything but a guarantee in this world, because we know that uncertain times are coming. As a matter of fact, the times we live in right now are uncertain, but the one thing that is certain is God. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He still got the whole world in His hands. So as we get ready to connect today, you know I love, love, love some audience participation. So thank you to each and every person that plays along each and every week. You know, when we're in the same room together, we give some high fives and some fist bumps. So I'm going to ask you today to give three high fives and three fist bumps to someone. So here's how we're going to play this game. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to give a high five, and somebody's going to reply back a high five. Or you're going to give a fist bump, and somebody's going to reply back a fist bump, and we're going to connect together. I'm going to ask you to do it at least three times here over the next moment. So here we go. Get ready. Let's have some fun. You know how to play the game. Let's dive in. One, two, three. Give some high fives. There are three high fives. I don't know who high-fived my screen right now, but thank you. Whoever's doing that in the comments. Here's some fist bumps. There are three fist bumps. Somebody fist bump and reply back. Isn't that awesome? Man, oh man, it's so awesome to connect together, even in this season where we're doing things digitally, isn't it? Now, I say it all the time, I love audience participation as we kick off the message every week. So not only are we connecting together with some high fives and some virtual fist bumps, I also have some questions that I would love, love, love to get your comments on, because you're going to have my answer. I would love to know yours. So here's the first question we're going to answer today. What's your favorite new series that you're streaming on TV? What's your favorite new series you're streaming? Maybe you're watching it on your mobile phone. I don't know. I hear a lot about The Tiger King. I know Star Trek Picard is out right now. Ozark is on. The Big Show, who is a wrestler, he's got a show right now. Westworld. Tales from the Loop, if you're a sci-fi fan. Servant. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, I've watched none of these because I really don't have too much time for TV. Praise God. But the time that I do have, I will tell you my guilty pleasure, okay? Maybe you're the same way. It's network television for you. There are a couple of shows, whether I get to watch them or not, I'm going to watch them on demand. And the first one is Bull. I love lawyer shows. I just enjoy that show. I know that he's going to win in the end, but I just love that show. I love Bull, but also really guilty pleasure, I love Chicago Wednesday Night on NBC. I'm just saying, I hope we don't get kicked off because we said NBC, but for real, probably my favorite is Chicago PD. Love that show. Like Chicago Fire, Chicago Med's cool, but there's just something about that. I'm going to watch those shows at some point, at some way, shape, or form. So maybe that you do that too. That's awesome. But I can't wait to read the new streaming shows that you're watching right now. Maybe you're helping someone else right now. So thank you for that. The second question that I want to ask you right now is, what is your favorite action movie? What's your favorite action movie? Like, no matter what time it's on or what channel it's on, you're going to watch it all the way through. What's your favorite action movie? Wide open here. No wrong answer. What's your favorite action movie? For me, it's like Gladiator. I'm going to watch it. It doesn't matter. I'm going to watch it. I don't care if it's in the middle. I don't care if it's 10 minutes to the end. I'm going to watch Gladiator. I'm going to watch The Patriot and Braveheart. I'm going to watch those two movies no matter what, no matter where they are from beginning to end. I'm going to watch the first Taken. I don't know what's going to, I know how the ending's going to be. I'm going to watch it. It's just one of those action movies I'm going to watch. And something that you're going to laugh at me about that I'm going to watch no matter what is The A-Team. I know there's only one of them, but for some reason, I really, really enjoy that movie. I don't know why. I know the best part is at the front when the helicopter flips. I get it, but for real, I just enjoy that movie. So what is your favorite action movie? I can't wait to read those comments. Two more questions. Here's the next to last one. Who or what is your favorite superhero? Who or what is your favorite superhero? Who or what is your favorite superhero? Wide open here. If you know anything about me, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, obviously everyone loved Michelangelo when I was growing up, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, if you really knew me, Ghostbusters, like Ghostbusters, all about it. Love some Ghostbusters, had the suit, was ready to go. I know I'm a nerd. It is what it is, but Ghostbusters. Love, love, love some Ghostbusters. If I had to pick like a comic book character, it would be Batman. I'm talking Michael Keaton, Tim Burton Batman, like back in the day, like when McDonald's could do some advertising. I hope we don't get kicked off for that either. But McDonald's could do some advertising with some movies and would throw some toys and some Happy Meals. Love Batman. I want to tell you why I did. Because he wasn't from another planet. All right? All of his stuff he had to make. Like, I'm just saying. That's why I love Batman. I'm just saying. I was a Batman fan, had the Batman belt. If you knew anything about me, love, love, love Batman. So here's the last question that I would ask you to answer. Keep typing those comments. I can't believe we get to know each other even better today. And it's this. Many of us are walking through storms. As a matter of fact, in the upstate of South Carolina, we had some really bad storms come through at the beginning of the week. Hopefully everyone that is watching right now is okay from that. Thank you for any of those that have asked for prayer. We love praying with you. And it's just crazy when we go through storms. It's the season for that. But my question for each and every one of us right now to answer, love your answer to this, is what is your comfort when you walk through a storm? What is your comfort when you walk through a storm? Now, no wrong answer here. I'm not trying to get real theologian on you. I'm just asking you, really, what's your comfort when you walk through a storm? I'm going to tell you about me. I want to put everything on the table. I had a security blanket. It may or may not be in a safety deposit box for my kids one day, God willing, if I have them, right? I literally was Linus, carried my security blanket everywhere. As a matter of fact, I probably would have kicked a cute puppy if you told me you would take my security blanket away from me. I'm just saying, if you know, you know. I had my security blanket, had to have my security blanket, especially when a storm came. Another thing that I had to have was my Disney sing-along, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and Disney sing-along cassette tapes. I have those. I'm not going to show them to you right now because you'll laugh even harder. They aren't 8-tracks, but they are cassette tapes. But I had those to comfort me in the storm. But last but not least, one of my favorite things is when I was growing up, Precious Moments, you may not be able to see this, there's a book called Precious Moments Bedtime Stories. You may or may not see my handprints when this comes in, but I don't know if you remember the Precious Moments dolls. But in 1989, my mother bought this for me. And a lot of times whenever it would be raining or a storm would come, we'd light an oil lamp, even if the power wouldn't go out. And we would read some of these awesome stories, these Precious Moments stories. So if you know anything about me and know that I love books and I like giving kids books, probably started a lot with this and my children's Bible. But this was one of my comforts in the storm. So I hope that many of you can't wait to learn your comfort in a storm. And you see, that's what we're going to unpack today. When we talk about He's still, we're going to talk about the storms that we walk through. We're going to talk about this storm that is the season we're walking through right now. So if you've got your Bible today, we're going to be in two locations. We're going to hang out in Psalm 46. We're also going to be in Mark 4. If you want to go ahead and get to Psalm, if you have a Bible, you're kind of like me. You like to do things and read your Bible and mark it all up. If you want to look for Psalms, just take your Bible, cut it in half, keep turning left, and you will get to Psalm 46. Maybe you would like a Bible. We have them free for the asking. Please let us know. Reach out to us at hello@divine.tv. We'll put one in your hands. But not only will we put one in your hands, we'll help you learn how to read it. But I would be crazy to think that many of us don't like to do things digitally. So right now, I want to show you how you can follow along with us digitally. I love that we get to partner with the Bible app every week so that you can follow along. So I want to show you how you can do that right now. You want to download the Bible app from the App Store. And once you download it, you want to open it up. Now, once you open it up, you want to click on the More tab. Now, when you click on the More tab, make sure your location services are on. And you're going to click on the Events tab. Once you click on the Events tab, you're going to see the Vine TV worship experience. You're going to see the title of today's message, He's Still. And you're going to see all the scripture we're going to walk through, a place for you to take notes, but also, more importantly, a place for you to connect with us throughout the week if we can serve you or specifically pray for you in any way. So if you've got your Bible today, let's dive into Psalm 46 and let's talk about the comfort we can have in the storm. Psalm 46 verse 1 says this, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. See, every psalm that's written that David wrote, these psalms, it starts off with a psalm talking about what it's about. You'll always find out in the first verse or two what the psalm is about. And this psalm is talking about the storms that we're walking through in life and that God is our help in trouble and He is our refuge and strength. Verse 2 goes on to say, therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and the foam and the mountains quake with their surging. In other words, God is our comfort no matter what is going on around us. He takes his focus off of what's going on around us to heaven in verse 4 and 5. And he says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. It focuses back on the storms that are happening and where we probably are right now in this season that we're in. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Verse 8 says, come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. Excuse me. He burns shields with fire. He says, pay the attention to this. Mark this down. We're going to rally around this all day long. He says in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And so today, I want you to know, no matter what we're going through, I believe that Jesus is telling us and reminding us, no matter what's happening all around us, to be still and know that He is God. You see, when I was growing up, anytime I heard be still in church, it probably meant I was about to get in trouble and about to get a whooping. If you know, you know. Because if you know anything about me, if you can't tell, even right now, I can't sit still. No matter what I do, I can't sit still. No matter how I fight or no matter what I do, I got hands all over the place. Like, I can't sit still. You can't tell it from my waistline or anything. Like, you can't tell it by my physical shape. But I seriously, I can't sit still. I can't sit still for anything. And so when I was in church and I was growing up and I couldn't sit still, usually I had to be still. Like, you know, you had that look like it was something was about to happen. Like, if you weren't going to see Satan, you know, you better know God because you're about to meet him moment. Kind of thing. So when I heard be still growing up in church, I always got scared and knew that be still meant that I was in trouble. But today, more than ever, I want you to see that God is telling you to be still in this season because he wants you to see that he is our refuge and our strength. You know, I shared a little bit about me a little bit earlier. We shared some TV streams that we've been watching, some favorite movies, some superheroes, our comforts in the storm. But if you know anything about me, if you ever got to hang out with me in my dining room, you would see there are two hymnals hanging up on the wall. As I was getting ready for this and I was reading, especially in verse 4, talking about the river that is going through, whose streams make glad in the city of God, the two songs you would see hanging up, the two hymnals that are hanging up, is the first is Amazing Grace. It's one thing to live a life of amazing grace. It's another thing just to say it. So I love being able to live a life that is a life of amazing grace. Another thing, if you ever watched or heard me sing as a kid, that's not hanging up there is Victory in Jesus. Ma Seals, one of her favorite songs. I got to sing that a lot growing up. I'll spare you. But if you know, he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. He loved me ere I knew him, right? And all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory. Anyway, Victory in Jesus, awesome song. Love living in that every day. But another song, another hymn that is hanging in my dining room is It Is Well With My Soul. And right now, many of us probably can't say it is well with my soul. A lot of us right now don't feel that it is well with our soul. A lot of us right now can see what's talked about in Psalm 46, the nations crumbling around us, everything that we know crumbling around us, the mountains falling down and the seas roaring, and all around us we see chaos and uncertainty, and we can't say it is well with our soul. Now, many of you may not have heard the story behind this song, but I want to share it with you really quickly. So if you have, it's going to be a reinforcement. But the writer of this song is Horatio Spafford, and he was a successful lawyer and businessman in Chicago, and he had a wife and he had five kids, and his son died in 1871 of pneumonia. His business almost burned to the ground in the Great Fire of Chicago, which is why we call Chicago the second city to this day, as it was rebuilt, believe it or not, that's why we call it that. But through that, his business, he had to rebuild from the ground up. Many of us are walking in that season right now. So much so, his business became very successful again. So in 1873, his wife and four daughters took a boat trip from United States to England. Common at the time, but Horatio got called back to work and he had to attend to some business. So he told his wife, hey, I'll catch up with you on the next boat that goes out in a few days. So you go out there and I'll catch up with you and the kids later. But tragedy struck on that boat in 1873. That French ocean liner ran into a ship, a Scottish ship, and from that shipwreck, the boat that Miss Spafford and the four daughters were on started to sink. And while the boat was starting to sink, Miss Spafford and the four girls prayed a prayer and asked if God would spare them, if it would be his will that that would happen, but also that God would prepare them to go through whatever they needed to go through to get to the other side of the Atlantic, to get to England or to get to the U.S., whatever that looked like, to get to the other side. And so a rowman from the ship comes in a rescue boat a little later, and he finds Miss Spafford hanging on to a piece of debris. But tragedy struck, and unfortunately, Miss Spafford's four daughters and 221 other people died when that ship sank. Now, Miss Spafford got to the other side of the Atlantic, and she got to England and got to Cardiff, Wales, and sent a telegraph to her husband, Mr. Spafford, all the way here in the United States. And it read simply this: saved alone, what should I do? I feel like many of us may be where Miss Spafford is right now. We feel like we're saved alone and don't quite know what to do. Well, obviously, Mr. Spafford did what anyone would do. He said, I'm on the next boat out there. So he gets ready to go onto the boat, and he's going to cross the Atlantic Ocean from the United States to England. And while Miss Spafford is waiting on him to go there, she prays with a pastor, and she says this. She says, God gave me four daughters. Now they have been taken from me. Someday I'll understand why. Still think many of us are right there where Miss Spafford is. Maybe we feel that we're saved and we're alone. We don't know what to do next. We see the things that we love taken away from us. Maybe we've lost a loved one in this season. Maybe we can't see a loved one except on the other side of the window pane. Maybe right now the job where we thought we were going to be building a career with suddenly just went away. Maybe the bank account that we thought was going to be full because we had a great job at the beginning of the year is now gone, and we are so full of uncertainty that we don't know where our comfort lies, and we're just like Miss Spafford. But you see, something happened on that boat ride for Mr. Spafford on the way to see her. As he was crossing the Atlantic, he came to the exact place where his four daughters perished. And that is when he penned the popular hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. That's when he talks about it being well with the soul. That's why he said, when peace like a river attendeth my soul. Verse 4 reminded me of that as I read this, the river that God is in. And when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Like Spafford is saying in that moment, no matter what we're going through, that God is our refuge, that God is our strength, that He is with us. And that popular hymn just prepared me for what's going about today. It made me think about what we're going through is that maybe we're in that season right now. Many of us right now don't feel like it is well with our soul. As a matter of fact, many of us feel like Miss Spafford, and we feel like we're shipwrecked. We feel like everything's crashing around us and we're in uncertain times. And the question I ask you and the question that we're going to unpack here in Mark 4 is, who is our comfort in the storm? What is our comfort in the storm? So if you've got your Bible, I want you to see another boat ride that seemed like it was going to end in tragedy, but instead got disciples to the other side. So if you've got your Bible, let's get and turn to Mark 4. We're going to start in verse 35. We're going to go to verse 39. We're going to talk about a boat in the storm. Verse 35 says this, that day when evening came, he said, this is Jesus, to his disciples. Now mark this, underline this, take it to the bank. He said this, let us go to the other side. Now remember this as we unpack this. Remember, he says, let us go to the other side. Verse 36, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. Verse 37, a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. When Jesus was with the disciples, these disciples were fishermen. They had been on the Sea of Galilee their entire life. They had been waiting for the big storm, the storm that was going to rock their world and rock their boat, literally the storm that was going to take them out. And all of a sudden, this was it. The storm was here. The winds were raging. The earth was shaking. The waves were coming over the boat. It looked like it was going to overtake him, so much so they were scared and they were wondering if they were going to survive it. They were trying to throw all the water out. I imagine they were doing everything they could to save the boat. All the while, verse 38, Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. Can you see the difference in the two? The disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? The disciples were like, this is the big one. Like, this is it. This is the one that takes us away. There's no way we're going to get to the other side. Jesus, I know you think we are, but the boat is going to go down. And I don't know if you know how to swim, but dude, you don't even have a life vest on. You're asleep in the stern. Verse 39, he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, mark this down, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Now, if you know how this story goes, Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee and he heals a demoniac on the other side at this moment in time. But what Jesus said would happen, happened. They crossed the boat on the other side. So today, I've got three things I want you to take away as you walk through the storm, as we see that he's still got the whole world in his hands. As we walk through, he's still. So the first thing I want you to see today through what we just read is this. I heard a pastor say this and it sticks with me. And we're going to declare it here in a minute. So I'm going to say it and I'm going to ask you to type it in the comments. I'm going to ask you to say it out loud. I'm going to ask you to do this and live this. Number one, I want you to know, he is still in your boat. He's still in your boat. He hasn't left you in this season that you're in. It says that Jesus didn't abandon the disciples in the storm. He told them that they were going to get through to the other side. He told them that they were going to go to the other side. He said that he would be with them. Jesus says he will never leave us or forsake us. When we call on his name, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never leave us. He's not going to bail out on us. He's not going to quit on us just like that job did. He's not going to leave us like those people we thought that loved us left us. He will not leave us in this season. I want you to know, no matter what, he is still in your boat. And so today, whatever storm you're walking through, how much peace can we have knowing that the very creator of the universe is still in our boat? He is with us through the storm, because I want you to see that God's reputation of his promise, that he will accomplish what he sets out to accomplish. Just like Jesus said, they were going to the other side. Storm or not, they were going to get to the other side. I want you to know that God's reputation, God's promise, rest on the back of the problems that you walk through in your storm. What I'm trying to tell you right now is sometimes you just got to go through the storm to experience God like never before. And I want you to know that unlike Miss Spafford when she was on the other side of the Atlantic, saved alone, what should I do? If you have Christ Jesus and you've given your life to Jesus and you trust that he is your Lord and Savior, and he is who he says he is, you are not walking through this season alone. I want you to go to the stern of the boat. I want you to see the front of the boat that's getting tossed to and fro, and I want you to see that Jesus is with you. And whatever he started in you, he will see to completion, because he is still in your boat. Number two, if you're taking notes today, he is still in control. He is still in your boat and he is still in control. The disciples thought this was it. They were sitting there. They thought this was the big one. I'm coming home, Elizabeth. Like that was it, right? Like they thought this was it. This was a storm they heard about. This was a centuries old storm. This was the one that was going to take them out. This is the one that was going to wipe out their livelihood. This was a storm that they thought was the most powerful thing they had ever seen in all of creation. And they forgot that the very creator was sitting in the stern, because the most powerful thing they had saw with their eyes at that moment in time was the storm that they were walking into. But they forgot the very creator of the universe is the most powerful thing in the universe. They forgot that he is not just the director, the producer of the film, that he stars in the film, that he created the heavens and the earth. And there was no way that what he created would ever overtake him, that he was in control. No matter what storm they walked through, he was going to be in control. He was going to be with them. And so for the moment, the most powerful thing they had ever experienced was that storm. And in a split second, when they trusted Jesus and they said in other accounts, Master, save us, when they trusted him for salvation, they saw that he was in control. I want you to see, no matter what's happening in your life, this season doesn't scare Jesus. This storm that we're walking through, he is not surprised. As a matter of fact, instead of being surprised, I wonder today if we would go to him to be our refuge and our strength and to be our comfort. Would we trust that and see that he is still in control? Number three, if you're taking notes today, I want you to see that he is still acting for his glory and for your good. He is acting for his glory and for your good. I want you to see that God will be praised no matter what. We read it in Psalm 46 just a moment ago, but God will be praised. He is still working it all out for his glory and for our good. We quote Romans 8:28 all the time. We say that, don't we? We say that God works all things together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose. I want you to know, Psalm 46, we read it. I want you to see that when Jesus said, quiet, be still, those disciples would have went back to Psalm 46 and they would remember, be still and and know that I am God, that God is working all things out so that his glory is revealed to the entire earth. And right now, so many folks are asking, what is your purpose? Your purpose in life is to be exactly who God created you to be. You can only do that when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you follow him obediently step by step and become all he created you to be. You will reveal his glory to the world. That is your purpose, bar none. Nothing else. I'm telling you, that's it, bar none. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that God is working. You see, while the disciples were freaking out, trying to fix it all and do it all on their own, the very creator of the universe was already moving, was already active. He already knew what was happening, and he knew what was about to happen for them. And I want you to see that he is working it out for his glory and our good, because the disciples got to see his power, got to see the glory of God, and got to see Jesus in a fresh new way, because they went through the storm, not in absence of the storm. And so today, as we walk through a storm, I want you to know that Jesus is in your boat, that he is in control, and he is working things out for his glory and our good. When I saw this and I read this and I was getting ready for this, Jesus also kept reminding me. It's kind of like that movie that we watch all the time, no matter what channel it's on, even if we know the ending. Remember the first time you watched it? Maybe it was a scary movie, and how scary it was, right? It was a scary movie. So you got real afraid. But then the second time you watched it, you kind of knew how the ending was, so it wasn't that bad. And then the third time, you actually laughed at it more than ever, right? Like you kind of got to enjoy it. You see, when I look at following Jesus in this storm, and when I look at us so many times, I want you to know the ending has already been written. And I want to tell you, in Christ Jesus, I just want to go ahead and bust the bubble. We win. This world's not going to overtake us. Those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we get to live in the victory that is Jesus. So I want you to know today, no matter what you're walking through, no matter what you're going through, I want you to see right now that no matter what, we know how it ends. And if you can know how it ends, how much more enjoyable can this life be? No matter what the ups and downs it brings, no matter the storms that we walk through, that we can live a life knowing that we can be still and know that he is God, because he is our refuge and strength, because he has never abandoned us, because he is still in our boat. He is completely in control, and he is working everything out for his glory and for our good. And I want to remind you one more time what Psalm 46:10 says. Be still and know that I'm God. You see, the Hebrew word that's used here for be still is Rapha. Say that after me. 1, 2, 3. Rapha. R-A-P-H-A-H. And what it literally means is to put your hands by your side. Or in other words, let it go. When Jesus spoke over the winds and the waves, he said, quiet, be still, let it go. He was also talking to those disciples. The writer in Psalms, when God says, be still and know that I'm God, he is saying, no matter what storm you're walking through, let it go. I am with you. And so right now, I want you to know, when life is uncertain, God is not, because he's still got the whole world in his hands. Right now, I'd be crazy to think that many of you aren't realizing for the first time you've tried to build your life to weather the storms. And I want to tell you, if you're trying to do it all on your own, there's going to be a storm that's coming. And it's going to overtake you. As a matter of fact, you might be in the middle of it. And the difference between being overtaken and saying it is well with my soul is knowing where your comfort in the storm lies. And right now, I'm telling you, Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart and saying, will you believe and receive? Will you believe he is who he says he is? Will you receive the refuge and strength that he is? Will you receive the peace that only he can bring, that nothing in this world can bring? Not a top-notch thing that could try to save your boat, that could try to plug the holes in it, that from the hole that would try to keep the boat afloat. No. None of those things will save you. Only Christ Jesus can. And so right now, I just want to ask you, have you ever really let it go? Have you ever just decided to be still and know who God is? See, John 3:16 and 17 reminds us of this, and we say it a lot here at the Vine because it's so important. You see, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." What does that mean? The things that happened in your past is not what defines you when you're in Christ Jesus. The failures of your future do not define you in Christ Jesus. This storm that you're walking through does not define you in Christ Jesus. So he is telling you to let the condemnation down because he didn't come to condemn you. He just wants to give you the peace that only he can bring. So if that's you right now, and you would like to lay it all down, and you would like to trust and know that Jesus is in your boat right now, I'm going to help you because someone had to help me. We're going to pray a prayer here in a moment. It's not the words of this prayer that gets you saved, but the faith that Jesus is who he says he is. And we're going to pray out loud together as a family for the benefit of those who are coming to the faith. So everyone, please repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe you came, lived the life I couldn't live, died the death I deserve for my sin on the cross, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again so that I may have life. Come take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow you step by step, the rest of my life, the best way I know how. And with every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you and you can say for the first time, you have finally laid it down. You have been still and know that Jesus is who he says he is. We want to celebrate with you, and I'm going to count to three. I'm going to ask you to respond, okay? One, two, three. If that's you, you're going to see a raised hand you can click on. Maybe you're listening throughout the week and you don't see that. If you leave your name in the comments or reach out to us at prayer@thevine.tv. That's prayer@thevine.tv. Or reach out to us by phone call or text message at 864-580-6698. We want to celebrate with you because we know that Jesus is in your boat, that Jesus is in control, and that he is still working it all out for his glory and for your good. And I want you to know today, maybe you've given your life to Jesus and you feel overtaken in this storm. Maybe Jesus is in your boat and you've been looking at the wind and the waves and you just need someone to pray with you right now. Don't let today go by without talking to someone. Please reach out to us at prayer@thevine.tv. Or you can give us a phone call or text message at 864-580-6698. Let's get ready to worship with Vine Worship before we wrap up the message.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded. like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my battles.
Thank you so much for being in this house this morning. Lord, so often our pride just gets in our way. We just try to do all these things on our own. God, we can't do anything without you. We go through all these battles in life and we try to fight them on our own, but God, we need you. You are how we fight our battles. This is 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 how we fight our battles.
How great is our God? We're going to declare it, and I want you to declare it right now just to be reminded. He is still in your boat. He is still in your boat. Let's go to the ends of the earth and share that with everyone we encounter right now. As we go through this storm, we go through this season, let us live out knowing that He is still in our boat, that He is still in control, that He is still working things out for His glory and for our good. And He promised, if He said He's going to get us to the other side, we're going to get to the other side. So let's go out throughout this week. Let's share the message of hope that only Jesus can bring. And let's remember that He is still God and He is still good. I'm about to pray in a minute, but before I do that, I want to invite you to next week as we continue our series, He's Still Got the Whole World in His Hands, as we talk about still got the whole world. So let's pray and then let's get ready to have an awesome week. Jesus, thank you again for this week. Thank you that you are in control of everything. Thank you that you aren't scared by the wind and the waves. Thank you that you are our refuge and our strength, that in you alone can we find life. So Jesus, right now in this season of storms, let us look to you. Let us not look to the wind and the waves. Let us just be overcome with the peace that only you can bring. And Jesus, I pray that everyone we come in contact with could not help but see you, because we are showing you, because we know that you are in our boat. Jesus, we pray that you would bring us back here safely next week, if it be your will. And we just want to say thank you again that we get to live this life in a time as such as this, where we get to declare you to the world, and we get to declare the hope that only you can bring to the world, and that we get to live this life for your glory and for our good. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Can't wait to hang out with you next week. Know that I love you, Jesus loves you, and always remember the best is still yet to come.